Chapter 21.
Asajj!
Grief and fear flooded Voss. He wanted to rush to her, help her, but that would do nothing other than give Dooku a chance to kill him. In the space of half a heartbeat, Voss recalled Ventress's lesson with the sleeper. It had been crushing his ribs, and primal fear had surged through him. He'd used that fear then, turned it to hatred, and slain the sleeper with it. Now Voss again harnessed and directed his own terror at the thought of Ventress's possible death. His mind cleared, to be filled with one cold purpose. Kill Dooku. Dooku smiled, as if pleased.
So,
he mused.
She has given you a taste of the dark side, and perhaps other things as well, I gather. Tell me, Voss, how many Jedi vows have you broken to destroy me?
Voss twitched as if stung. In Ventress's company, it had been easy to think about what he had gained, not what he had given up, and would give up forever if he were to remain with her. For a heartbeat, he stood frozen. Then, with a roar, he attacked. Never had his blows been as strong as now, when he was fueled with white-hot fury. His lightsaber was a blur as he struck. Dooku retreated under the assault, but to Voss it seemed as though the Count didn't have much trouble parrying the blows.
He's manipulating you,
came Ventress's voice, weak but determined.
Don't listen to him.
She was alive. With renewed will, he struck again. But his green blade was caught by Dooku's red one, as Dooku countered and leaned in. Colors from the glowing lightsabers and the fireworks reaching a crescendo in the air above cast dancing, eerie light on the Count's face. They were so close that Voss could smell the floral scent of wine on Dooku's breath.
I can sense the dark side is already strong in you,
Dooku said.
Stronger than it ever was in Ventress.
Voss, surprised, cast a quick glance at Ventress. She was on her feet now. Her short, fair hair was matted with blood, but she held her lightsaber firmly. The Count was lying, and Voss would have none of it.
You can't deceive me, Sith.
He leapt over Dooku, landing on his feet behind this man, who was the only thing that stood between him and his happiness with Ventress. He lashed out with a blow that should have removed Dooku's head, but the Count dodged the lightsaber easily.
Oh no, Master Voss. I am not deceiving you, but Ventress is.
Voss shook his head wildly, but the faintest tendril of doubt had already crept in. She had insisted he not progress further. Why? Why wouldn't she want to use every tool they had at their disposal to bring down Count Dooku?
She's using you,
Dooku stated. He struck again, and Voss was forced to back up against the wall, parrying desperately.
She has not taught you your true potential. Not as I can.
Quinlan!
The usage of his first name jolted Voss. Ventress rarely used it, nor did he often call her Asajj. He whirled away just in time to see her charging. Grievous! How had the general... Voss planted his boot in Dooku's stomach, taking the Count by surprise, then shifted his weight and kicked Grievous with his other leg. The cyborg tumbled, bellowing over the railing. Too late. Voss realized that Grievous had a firm grip on Ventress's arm. He watched, horrified, as the two fell together.
Asajj!
He cried. Instinctively, he moved toward the railing. At the same moment, out of the corner of his eye, he saw Dooku bringing his lightsaber down.
If he's killed her...
Voss reached for the final layer of darkness that had slumbered inside him until this moment. Ventress had warned against using it. But why?
He needed it.
Fresh strength surged through Voss.
An inferno of shadows fueled by the poison of his raw, unchecked emotions. He released it all.
For a second, Dooku looked alarmed at the renewed attack. Voss dived and leapt, darted and struck, like a snake, leaping onto the railings and kicking Dooku square in the face with his boot. The Count's head snapped backward, and for one wild, glorious instant, Voss thought he had broken Dooku's neck. But then Dooku rallied and pressed the attack. He was smiling broadly, his eyes gleaming with approval.
Yes, use your anger. Surely Ventress told you that it is the only way you can defeat me.
Ventress! A burst of fear filled Voss's chest. He grabbed it and bent it to his will. His throat was raw from primal cries as he went after Dooku with everything he had. And this time, Dooku went down. He scuttled backward, still parrying blows from the ground. But the sight gladdened Voss's heart. All he needed to do now was to get past the old man's blade. A quick feint to the chest, a twist of his wrist, and Dooku's lightsaber went flying. The green blade was a centimeter away from Dooku's throat, and the Count froze, staring up at his adversary. Voss took a deep breath and lifted the blade over his head. He wanted to execute Dooku deliberately, not just kill him in a fight. He wanted to see those eyes go wide with terror as the Count saw death approach. He should have been prepared for Dooku's next move, but he wasn't. The man who had a second before been cowering now seized Voss's wrist as the green lightsaber descended. A sharp tug, and the roles were reversed. Now it was Voss who sprawled on the ground. Dooku had a knee planted firmly in Voss's back, using the force to augment his own not inconsiderable strength. Voss couldn't move. The Count twisted the arm with which Voss still clutched his humming lightsaber, squeezing down with inhuman strength on the webbing between thumb and forefinger. Voss willed his hand to obey, but it was useless. The lightsaber fell, and the green glow vanished. Devastated, Voss watched it roll to the edge, between the rails of the balcony, teeter there for a moment, then tumble out of sight. Ventress's lightsaber flew out of her hand as she and Grievous plunged downward. She struck the ledge of a lower level hard, her head hanging over the edge. Grievous was atop her, his slitted golden eyes hungry for blood as he growled down at her, his foot on her throat. He seized her with his four hands and hurled her down to the level below them. She slammed against the wall beside one of the elegant windows and crumpled to the ledge. She was taking a bad beating, she realized in some distant part of her mind. The earlier blow to her skull should have killed her. As it was, it had knocked her out for at least a couple of moments, and her head now ached violently. Her vision was untrustworthy, and as she got to her feet, a wave of dizziness overcame her. She had no time to indulge it. She looked up and saw Grievous leaping toward her, issuing a guttural sound that was intended as triumphant laugh, and she rolled to the right. Ventress was wounded, disoriented, and had lost her lightsaber. There was nothing to do but give up or fight. And Ventress was not about to give up. She snarled and charged at Grievous, executing a kick with her bare feet that still managed to send the larger and heavier cyborg staggering backward. He growled, clearly surprised. Blaster fire whizzed past her, and Ventress leapt clear, taking cover beneath a metal support beam. As she heard the marching battle droids come closer, she glanced up. She would not be trapped here. Summoning the force to lift her, she crouched, then sprang upward, balancing delicately. Movement caught her eye. Voss's lightsaber. She reached out in the force and seized it. It sped toward her. Still warm from Voss's grip, Ventress refused to think about what was happening to him. If she didn't eliminate the threat here, Dooku and Grievous would come after both of them. She leapt to the lower level, and began reducing the battle droids to scrap metal. She batted the blast back directly toward one, sliced through a second, and kicked a third off the ledge. She turned toward Grievous, her face bathed in a green glow. Grievous reached down for his own lightsabers and growled in frustration to find them missing.
"Detain her while I go help the Count!"
"Right here!"
came a chorus of high voices from the droids. There were 10 of them.
"I have no time for this,"
Ventress muttered, and surged forward. It was over, and Voss knew that he had failed. He heard the tramping of at least half a dozen battle droids as they formed a semicircle around him. Dooku, having retrieved his lightsaber, stood holding it as he gazed down at Voss's prone figure.
"Go ahead," Voss said through clenched teeth. "Finish it!"
But Dooku shook his head.
"Oh no, Master Voss. I'm actually rather impressed. I now have other plans for you."
His hand shot out. Blue streaks sprang from his fingers and danced over and through Voss's body. The pain was like nothing Voss had ever experienced. It simultaneously burned and froze him. Every muscle tensed and cramped. His body spasmed uncontrollably, and his heart tried to burst from his chest. He heard someone screaming, as if from a long distance, and it took him a moment to recognize his own voice. After a second, or a thousand years, the torment ended. His body sprawled limply on the stone, and he could offer no resistance as metallic hands closed on his arms and began to drag him away.
"Quinlan, no!"
Ventress was still alive. Summoning the last reserves of his strength, Voss craned his neck to see her. He tried to shout her name, but it came out as a dry whisper. More droids surged past him, all firing on her. Willing himself to stay conscious, Voss struggled feebly, his gaze on Ventress. She stayed and fought for a while, but there were too many, even for Asajj Ventress. The last thing that Quinlan Voss saw was the woman he was falling in love with turn and flee, abandoning him to the mercies of Count Dooku. It was only then that Voss realized that the necklace about her long, slender throat had been crafted to look like a snake. Ventress huddled in the sewers. Above, she heard the distinctive voices of battle droids.
"Nothing,"
one of the droids reported.
"There has been no sign of the intruder. Orders are to keep looking,"
another replied.
"Move on to 66 through 99.
Roger.
When she could no longer hear them, Ventress relaxed. Her whole body ached. She needed to tend her injuries and rest. But for a moment, she didn't move. Ventress held Voss's lightsaber, looking at it, seeing it again in his hands, remembered when he had given it to her on Dathomir.
"Take care of this, because I'm going to want it back."
"Don't worry. It'll be waiting for you. I promise."
She had kept it safe for him then. She would do so again. Pain that had nothing to do with her physical wounds threatened to overcome her. For a wild moment, Ventress thought about contacting Obi-Wan Kenobi. Voss had told her that they were good friends, and that Kenobi had been the one to suggest involving her in the first place. Ventress even knew which bar hosted the Jedi's meetings. The Jedi would not believe her. Not even Obi-Wan Kenobi would entertain the notion that she had never planned for this to happen. Who else? Ventress couldn't do this alone. But she was too drained to think clearly now. She had to get to safety. And then, fiercely, she whispered,
"Quinlan, I won't give up. I won't let him have you. By the blood of my sisters, I swear it!"